welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
I got the sunshine and the blue sky up above. I got the black top under my wheels. And I got big dreams. And I got people that I love. And there ain't nothing wrong.
Hello.
I got a good
ding dong. It's time for the Ding Dong School of the Airwaves. 7 after the hour, Doug Steffen. I'm
on
the Good Day program.
You know when the cowbell gets broken out
with
10
my,
seconds into the show.
There it is.
It's going to be a party.
My friend Rich McFadden is here on the Good Day program with Kara Schillen, and we are here at your service and on your side. We are perplexed. We are. Well, there's a couple of things to be perplexed about. How VP do we got to get? The news and Twitter, social media full of the fact that Paul McCartney was turned away from a rapper's after
the after party at the Grammys
the other night. He went over to this guy, Tyga. Is that how you pronounce his name? Jennifer.
Your guess is as good as mine.
T-Y-G-A. And they wouldn't let him in. He wasn't black, so they wouldn't let him in. At least that's the rumor.
That's funny.
I mean, how well known do you have to be to get into a VIP party? Good question.
I'm telling you, whoever was working the door had no clue who he was.
Who he was? No.
You may find that impossible.
Kanye West wasn't there to identify him and help him through the door. That's it. And you're right about that, Richie. There's a whole class of people. Where's Kara? Kara would probably, when she saw him, she'd recognize him. Right? Wouldn't she? She's 24 years
Karen,
old.
You would recognize Paul McCartney if you saw him walking down the street?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
What? She said
yes.
No?
Yes.
Oh,
she would.
Yes.
She looked at me like, are you kidding?
Huh?
Of course
are you kidding?
I would.
Well, anyway. Speaking of racism, Hillary Clinton says that racism is behind the Republicans' efforts to stop the nomination of another Supreme Court justice. That's the story. Behind the story. Meanwhile, the president has reminded Republicans that he is entitled to nominate a new justice, and whoever it will be indisputably qualified. Qualified. So does that mean that, well, all right, there are a lot of conspiratorial stories floating around.
Oh, and they're so much fun.
The death of Scalia now may have been a murder. It may be that the Democrats murdered him.
No, not the Democrats. Obama.
Obama murdered him.
Murdered Scalia. Right. Yeah. So that when he's no longer POTUS, he can become SCOTUS.
Yeah, right. Exactly. So from POTUS to SCOTUS.
He's already got the deal worked out with President Hillary.
Right. So Ted Cruz says the next president should be able to fill this seat, not the current president. A lot of hoopla about this back and forth. It's rather amusing, I find. This goes back and forth. Well, the amusement is the serious amusement about whether it was a conspiracy, whether he was killed. I mean, think about it for a minute. He was found lying in his bed with his hands on his chest like he'd been in repose and he was ready to be put into a coffin. How often do people die like that?
Or like he just had a heart attack and grabbed his chest.
Well, that may have been it. But he was invited to this thing, and nobody quite... I haven't heard an explanation as to why he actually went, because he didn't know anybody there. He just got invited out of the blue to go quail hunting. So he said, okay, I'll come. And he showed up. Next thing you know, he's dead.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, 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 dun.
Are you buying into any of this stuff?
I might be buying into a little bit. I'll tell you, Meredith was all over it yesterday, and she's talking to some of her friends, and there are lots of people who think that there's something to this. Is it the same thing? The Zika virus and whether or not the Monsanto people are responsible for it, not the mosquitoes. But if you haven't heard this story, Monsanto has a relationship with a company that was responsible for filling the reservoirs in Brazil with some kind of toxic material to get rid of the mosquitoes. And so... now, all of a sudden, Monsanto is behind it.
It's called pyroproxifen.
Yeah, good for you.
And they put it in the water supply to fight the mosquitoes.
Get rid of the mosquitoes. Yeah.
And a group of doctors in Brazil are saying that this is the actual cause of microcephalin,
right,
not the Zika virus.
And
what I've been looking for, and now there's another article that came out last night, because this article is taking
all
off
over the place.
Yeah, everybody's talking
everywhere.
About it. And Brazil is saying, no. We have looked into the blood supply of babies who have died at birth from microcephalin, and we found the Zika virus in their blood supply. This is not true. So
you're going to believe somebody from Brazil or somebody from Argentina?
So
which
all this
is
stuff
it?
Broke yesterday. So what I've been trying to find is a chart of cases of microcephalin, you know, the baby's born with a smaller head.
Yeah.
And by country, I want to see how many cases of microcephalin have appeared in Colombia, in Nicaragua, in Ecuador, and in the Caribbean, and compare that to Brazil, where it's by far, I mean, the 4,000 cases of it, 5,000 cases of it. How many are in Colombia? Any? Five, ten?
Are there? How many? What'd you find out?
That would tell you whether it's the water or whether it's the Zika.
Yeah, so?
The Zika. I haven't found the chart yet. I'm still looking. Investigation continues.
All right, here's Dr. James Dick from the Mayo Clinic, who says that there may be a connection, after all, between Zika and the disorder. Anyway, to the truth zone. Let's listen to Dr. Dick.
This is a rare disease, but with this new virus out there, we may be seeing more, and I think it's important for people and for healthcare providers to be aware of that. The treatment, I don't think, is any different in Zika virus than in other forms of Guillain-Barré syndrome. Should be the same treatment. The approach is the same. We just want to be aware that we might be seeing more of it. So Guillain-Barré syndrome is a rapidly progressive neuropathy. So it starts with numbness and weakness, often in the feet, as you say, often ascending up the legs, and then going into the arms and ascending through the body. It can come on fairly rapidly, and it can be very severe. So in the severest cases, people can be paralyzed, and they can be on breathing machines, on ventilators. So it can be a very scary disease. It is an inflammatory neuropathy. Your immune system starts attacking nerves. And it often happens in a post-viral situation. And so you get an infection, and a couple of weeks after that infection, your immune system, for whatever reason, starts attacking nerves. Now, one theory about why that happens is a concept of molecular mimicry, that there is something in the virus that looks like your nerves, and so your immune system thinks it's clearing away a viral infection, and instead of doing that, attacks the nerves through this molecular mimicry, and that causes the nerves not to work. So nerves do things like feeling, and they do your strength, and so you lose feeling because they don't work well, and you lose strength and get weak because those nerves don't work well.
Awesome.
All right, so that's Dr. James Dick.
Stop that.
Molecular mimicry.
Just what we need is a mosquito-borne disease that will make us have small heads and feet fall asleep.
There you go. In a moment, the continuation of this concern about what happens when Apple gets into the work phone of Mr. Farouk, the killer in San Bernardino. Lots of hoopla about that. We'll get to it next here on Good Day.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
He was the heart of a 49er defense that won 4 Super Bowls. In addition to laying brutal hits, he picked off 63 passes, 6th all-time, on his way to the Hall of Fame.
Christ, watch Ronnie Lott bang!
So where is Ronnie Lott now? Ronnie opened an investment firm called HRJ Capital, but after reports surfaced that Ronnie and his partners may have shifted some of the company's debt to investors, the SEC launched an investigation in 2011. Ronnie also owns World Sports Cafe in Fresno, California, where you can order up the ready-to-rumble wings with a side of game day garlic fries.
And few people take you to the laundromat like Ronnie Lott.
Ronnie Lott, one of the hardest hitters in the game. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired high cable bills? Call 888-759-MYTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for 4 rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Think green.
Harrison with you. For 8 years now, the USDA has been disposing of military nuclear waste by exposing grocery store hamburger to it because it happens to eradicate E. coli bacteria and insects. Michael Colby, former director, Food and Water.
That's 30 million chest x-rays is what was approved to expose our hamburger meat to.
Enough radiation to kill the host cow in under 10 seconds. At high radiation levels, America's massive deregulated meats are nuked for bacteria, staving off costly lawsuits from the 20,000 plus E. coli poisonings a year. Michael Colby.
You're going to take that fecal-contaminated piece of meat and you're going to zap it with the equivalent of 30 million chest x-rays, and then we're going to call it safe.
Look for Radiation's logoed flower with a circle around it on packaging.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. How do you explain a parent's illness to a child? The best way and the science of it? Well, it comes from a good friend. Recently, one of my dear friends explained that she was going to the hospital for surgery, and she asked, Dr. Buff, how do I tell my children? Step one, honesty is the best policy. Children must be kept informed, but in small doses they can understand. Next, while you're in the hospital, make sure family routines are maintained. Bedtime at the same time, meal at the same point. During the day, any deviation from routine screams something's wrong to a child. Finally, let the child care for you when you come home. Avoid them, they'll think something's up and worry about you more. What's the cheap psychological trick? Honesty, routine, caring. Works like chicken soup. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
18 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Rich McFadden and I looking into what Apple has actually been told to do by the judge. Apple has been uncooperative, so says the judge. They are asked to hack into this guy, Farouk Balunga, or whatever his name is, that killed those 14 people in 18 minutes in San Bernardino. So the FBI wants to get in to continue their investigation. And Apple said, no, we're not going to do that. It's really against all of our principles. So the FBI took them to court. And yesterday, the judge says, you got to do what the FBI wants you to do. So what do we have to worry about? I don't have any app. Well, that's not true. I have an Apple iPad. I got, and if they open up an Apple iPhone, they can open up a Samsung smartphone.
It's a little bit different, the encryption on it, but
it isn't. They're not worried about the encryption. That's not the issue. The issue is privacy and whether Apple should.
Right.
This is a real can of worms.
But even Apple doesn't have the immediate fix for this. Yeah. They don't know
how to do it, you mean?
We don't know how to unencrypt this person's phone, and we do that on purpose so that code is not out there. So if you force us to create the code and then give it to you, we can't secure anybody's phone. It's all open.
And the government is into. They can have access to everything.
They would have everything.
Which the conspiratorialists say. This is one of 13 different conspiratorial theories floating around at the moment. Barack Obama is sitting at home right now listening to you on the phone talk to whoever it is that you're talking to. Ooh.
Well, I mean, not only the government, but just hackers, Nigerian,
Russians, Chinese, North Koreans, all the bad guys.
So, I mean, what do we want to do? Do we want to solve and find out who these people were talking to? Is that more important? Or is the privacy of everybody's Apple iPhone more important?
What say you? Email to Doug or Rich at DougSteffen.com. 888-302-3684. Keep that number handy also for a My Three Songs contest. Or Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day, where most of the conversation today is about Zika, Kanye West, and Tom Cruise. Did he or didn't he have a face job? 21 after on Good Day.